In January 1933, a keen radio fan searching along the radio dial picked up a new station, Radio Luxembourg, on the air with experimental broadcasts. Weeks later, the station was ready to begin commercial broadcasting, and airtime was soon available in the French, German, and Luxembourgish languages. Soon, programs in English could be heard from the new station. Bob Danvers Walker, a pioneer of commercial radio in the 1930s, talks here to Rodney Collins.
The growth of commercial radio in those days was really phenomenal, so that in the lifespan of it, and that would be from 32 to 39 when the war destroyed it, it grew to an empire, and of course Luxembourg came in about 2 years later.
And so it only remains for me to say on your behalf, thank you to the many radio personalities that made this program possible.
Alan Keane, General Manager, Radio Luxembourg. Light up a Peter Stuyvesant. You'll be so glad you did. This is how it all began, has traced the story of Radio Luxembourg's English service from 1933 to 1974. 208 would like to thank all the personalities who have taken part in the show. Bob Danvers Walker, Charles Maxwell, Teddy Johnson, Pete Murray, Jeffrey Everett, Keith Fordyce, and Tony Brandon. A brochure on the program is available to listeners. Send a five-penny stamp to Communications Department, Radio Luxembourg, London W1. That's Communications Department, Radio Luxembourg, London W1. The program, edited by Alan Bailey, was written and produced by Rodney Collins. Your presenters, Bob Stewart and Duncan Johnson. This is how it all began. A history of Radio Luxembourg's English service was brought to you by Peter Stuyvesant, the international passport to smoking pleasure.